With me right now is Specialist and Army Veteran Joe Steenbeck. Joe, good morning. Thanks for coming by this morning.
Good morning, Marco. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Joe. Let me thank you so much, first of all, from all of us here at Z94.3 and from the listening audience as well. Thank you so much for your service.
Oh, it's my pleasure, sir. Thank you.
So, Joe, many of our audience already are aware, and we've done a Facebook post with you guys as well. You have a great history with a wonderful dog that you had in the Army just a few years ago, Tess. And not too long ago, this story was covered on local TV. I came across it just over the weekend and said, you know what, we need to do something about this. We need to do everything we can as a community to get Tess back to you, because there's nothing closer than the bond of an animal with its either handler or human, for that matter. So I think it's important that that we talk to you this morning about that.
Yes, sir. So, I mean, as everybody grows close to their animals, I mean, especially particularly dogs for me in particular. But so when I first got Tess, I mean, it all started off like a storybook. I mean, I originally got started with a different canine, walked around, did some work and things like that, and our temperaments just didn't quite match. So the instructors and trainers picked up on that, and they were like, all right, well, let's actually have you trade dogs. Let's go find another one for you that'll fit. And I was like, all right, that works. So we started walking through the kennels, everything like that. I mean, I'm looking at probably 150 different dogs just walking through. And all of a sudden, there's one. I mean, all the other dogs are just barking, going crazy at me, trying to rip my head off through the fence, you know? Then there's just this one little Belgian Malinois sitting in the middle of her cage and just looking up at me. And I'm like, well, what's the deal with that one? What's her name? I go, oh, that's Tess. She's a sassy little mamas. And I was like, oh, okay, well, let's go ahead and give that a shot. And as soon as I said that, she started like smiling, seeing her teeth, wagging her tail. And they opened up the kennel for me, and I walked in, and she literally just like jumped right up on me. I mean, I like bear hugged her and sat there. She started sniffing me, giving me kisses and licking my face, all sorts of stuff. And honestly, I mean, from that moment on, we were just connected, instantaneous best buddies.
Oh, I bet. Hey, with me again, Specialist and Army Veteran Joe Steenbeck. Joe is from the Michiana area. He and his wife, Stephanie, are in the process of trying to adopt Tess, who was a bomb-sniffing dog that Joe handled overseas. Joe, I'm just curious, why did you want to serve your country? What got you interested in joining the Army?
You know, I mean, it's something I just felt from a really young age that, I mean, I had the ability and the mind and desire to do it. And I mean, that doesn't happen to everybody. Sure. And I followed my hearts and desires and, I mean, the traits that my dad and mom instilled in me when I was young and wanted to serve and fight for people who couldn't fight for themselves.
So you got into, with Tess, into sniffing out IEDs.
Yes, sir.
As well. And what kind of training is involved with you for that? I mean, that must have taken a while. And then to involve her, obviously she was trained for it.
Oh, yeah. So when I got her, she was actually already trained for bomb detection.
Okay.
But honestly, I mean, as far as training goes, the hardest part is to teach the human. It's not to teach the dog. Dogs are smart. They pick up on it pretty quick.
Right.
If they had thumbs, they'd be ruling the world. But
well, they rule the world right now, in my opinion, anyways. Yeah,
fair enough. But so as far as the training goes, it's actually a month of very intense training throughout the whole thing. But it starts off with a month in Von Lech Kennels, which is actually in Peru, Indiana.
Awesome.
Peru or Denver. And so, I mean, that's where you get your dog, you train, I mean, learning obedience, leash control, I mean, and then you start working into the bomb detection and off-leash obedience and things like that. But once you get that 1 month checkup and passed all the tests and qualifications and everything, then the military actually transports us to Yuma, Arizona, and then we go to the Yuma Proving Grounds, which is literally just a ginormous desert with, I mean, different compounds and things that we can search that help simulate the similarities of Iraq and Afghanistan that
okay.
handlers would run into. And then there is a very intense month and a half of training as well that is, if you're not cutting it, then you're not going to make the pass.
Okay.
Or you're not going to make the cut. Simply because, I mean, if you and your dog don't have a good connection and you don't work well together and you can't find bombs, you're not just putting yourselves in danger, you're putting everybody behind you in danger as
sure.
well.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, they were extremely great trainers, great instructors. I mean, taught us a whole lot. Did a great job, but It is some very intense training. And then from there, we get our certifications and everything from the states. And then we actually had to go to Afghanistan and train for another month as well to help acclimatize the dogs to the different, the altitude, the weather, the terrain, things like that, as well as us ourselves.
And she was 2 or 3 years old, so she was young when all this began too.
Oh, yeah. So, I picked her up and she was about 3 and a half. By the time we went to Afghanistan, she had her fourth birthday. We gave her plenty of milk bones for that.
Very cool.
But yeah, so she was certainly towards the younger end. She was still a pup.
I want to ask you this because I'm sure there were many experiences you had, both good and in some cases scary, with Tess too overseas. Do you recall one that maybe she saved your life?
I would have to say there's certainly, as with war, there's good days. There's fun days that you have with your buddies, things like that when things are going well. But obviously, with war, things don't go too terribly well.
Sure.
And honestly, I think one of the biggest ways that she actually saved my life was giving me somebody that I could be close to every day.
Okay.
So not just when bullets or rockets or mortars or bombs were going off. Anything like that. Yeah, she saved my life and some others as well in those situations. But honestly, the biggest thing that she did for me was give me somebody that I could lean on for that year deployment in Afghanistan.
Absolutely.
Day in and day out. So it wasn't just when things were bad. It's when things were good and when things were in the middle, just kind of blah. She gave me the energy and the drive and the love that it takes to be able to keep fighting.
So, Joe, Tess is not overseas now. She is back in the States.
Correct.
But you're hoping to adopt her on a permanent basis. What kind of holdup are we dealing with right now? Why is it that you can't have her so quickly?
Yep. So right now, she's actually still active. She's about nine and a half years old, which is certainly getting up there as far as age for military working dogs. But honestly, she was a great dog when I had her, and she still continues to be a great dog. So as long as she can pass the test, the qualifications, and have the energy and the drive and the stamina to do her job, the military is going to have her keep doing that job.
Okay.
So, we've run into some trouble along the way trying to get information and things like that. But recently, the Army, as well as Congresswoman Jackie Walorski and Senator Joe Donnelly, different offices have really helped us get the information that we need to adopt her. The biggest hang up right now is just the simple fact that she is active.
Okay.
She's still doing her job. She's still passing all the tests. So we don't know when she is going to be retired.
Okay.
So, we've been helped greatly recently, but right now we're just kind of caught up waiting until she is retired. So right now, that's kind of why we're here
right.
From the hard work of my wife and myself and Betsy and Kelly from the Justice for Ted's page on Facebook as well, is just trying to make our story loud enough and touch enough people and get enough people to follow us and know our story, that when it comes time for her to be retired, that they won't even think to look anywhere else for her to spend the rest of her life with.
So, Joe, how can our audience help? What can we do, if nothing else, just to make people aware more? Or I know we can't speed up the process, obviously, but what can we do and our listeners do to help you?
Yeah, absolutely. The biggest thing that people can do right now is, me and my wife have a Facebook page that we run. It's called Reunite Joe and Tess. And feel free to look that up. The more people that can see our posts and the more people it can be shared with and see, the better off we are for trying to adopt her.
Sure.
For people that are just looking for information, it's about military canines, adopting, things like that. The Justice for Ted handlers page on Facebook as well.
And that is T-E-D-D, too. I want people to know. Because people might think it's just the 1D only, but it's T-E-D-D.
Yes, sir. Tactical Explosive Detection Dog is what that stands for. But, they have truly done a great job of connecting dots. Betsy and Kelly that work for that page have a great passion to be able to connect their handlers with their canines. They've actually connected several of my friends with the military canines that I deployed with. People can reach out to Congresswoman Jackie Walorski's office. They can reach out to Senator Joe Donnelly's office. But truly, the biggest reason that we're doing this is obviously to adopt tests.
Sure.
But a big thing that actually why me and my wife decided to start sharing our story was so that this won't happen to another handler in the future. I mean, it's as you can imagine, it's been a long road of recovery from the day I left Afghanistan. And I truly think and know that having tests back can help me heal my wounds. And I would love for other handlers that are having the same troubles as me being able to adopt their canines as well. So, I mean, bringing more knowledge and information to it then helps other handlers in the future not run into the same situation that I've been in for the past several years.
When you get tests back, we want to be there for it.
Oh, absolutely. I'll bring her here to the station
yes.
and show her off, and she loves strutting her stuff.
I got milk bones, toys, whatever she's allowed to have. They'll be here. Don't worry about that.
Now we're talking.
Perfect. Well, it's so nice to meet you again. Specialist and Army veteran Joe Steenbeck, who again lives in the Culver area and is from South Bend. And again, thank you for your service, Joe, and please keep us in the loop, and we'll make sure that our audience embraces this and helps any way they can.
Absolutely, sir. Thank you so much. And I truly do appreciate, on behalf of Kelly and Betsy and my wife and myself, we can't thank you enough for helping share our story.